Napa know-how.
Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Friday, November 4th, 2016. I'm Michael Lungi, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Former New England Patriots fullback Kevin Turner died in March at age 46 after what he thought was a six-year battle with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, otherwise known as ALS and also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. But Boston University researchers announced on Thursday that Turner actually died from a severe case of football-related chronic traumatic encephalopathy, otherwise known as CTE. Dr. Ann McKee, the director of BU's CTE Center, said in a statement to CNN on Thursday, quote, "The severity of Mr. Turner's CTE was extraordinary and unprecedented for an athlete who died in his 40s. While he had typical cognitive symptoms and problems with impulse control associated with CTE, it also appears that CTE decimated his motor cortex of his brain at a young age, likely leading to his ALS symptoms," end quote. After showing slides with evidence of both CTE and ALS in Turner's brain, McKee said it's not possible to determine whether the CTE caused ALS through an autopsy, but, quote, "this is the best circumstantial evidence we will ever get," end quote. Several other former NFL players have been diagnosed with CTE after their deaths, with the degenerative brain disease cited as the reason for severe depression and even suicide of many of these athletes. Turner spent three seasons with New England from 1992 to 1994 after the Patriots selected him out of Alabama in the 1992 NFL Draft. He played the final five seasons of his career with the Philadelphia Eagles and retired in 1999. He was diagnosed with what doctors believed to be ALS in 2010. Turner was also the lead plaintiff in the concussion lawsuit against the NFL. Patriots are off for the weekend as they enjoy their bye week and will be back on the field for practice on Monday. Be sure to tune into this week's Patriots Beat podcast where the CLNS Radio Patriots team breaks down the first half of the season for the Patriots. That's it for today's Patriots news feed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNS Radio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Lungi for Patriots Newsfeed.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.